AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. and Ukrainian officials describe progress in talks in Switzerland aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war. To reporters in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he and top Ukrainian envoys discussed President Trump's proposal.
We've had probably the most productive and meaningful meeting so far in this entire process since we've been involved in from the beginning. We have a very good work product that was already built on a foundation of input from all the relative parties involved here, and we were able to go through some of those items now, point by point, and I think we've made good progress.
Rubio offered very little information on what was discussed. He also downplayed a Thursday deadline set by Trump for Ukraine to respond to the plan. He added that officials could keep negotiating today and beyond. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports New York's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani is standing by his criticism of Trump despite Friday's friendly White House meeting.
New York's next mayor, Zoran Mamdani, stood in the Oval Office Friday next to a sitting President Trump, beaming up at him at times, the two exchanging pleasantries. Then over the weekend, the Democratic Socialist was asked if he still believes Trump is a fascist and threat to democracy.
Everything that I've said in the past, I continue to believe.
The two have fiercely criticized each other, with Trump calling Mamdani a communist lunatic.
We don't shy away from where we have disagreements, but we understand what it is that brings us to that table. Because I'm not coming into the Oval Office to make a point or make a stand. I'm coming in there to deliver for New Yorkers.
The incoming mayor made his comments on NBC's Meet the Press. Though far apart politically, the White House meeting offered potential political benefits for both. Mamdani was able to meet one-on-one with the president. Trump got to talk about affordability, an issue increasingly important to voters. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the number of airlines canceling flights to Venezuela.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least six carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. Colombian President Gustavo Petro calls blocking flights to countries a crime against humanity. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. I'm Donna Warder.
More on this and other stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.